Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You can start now.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to...
another episode. Oh, the second episode.
The second episode of Two Peas, No Pod.
Hi again, if you're back watching.
Everyone loved it.
Everyone did. It got more views than I expected.
Yeah.
It got... I think it's on, like, 82 now. And I can't say I know 82 people.
I don't.
Like, if you asked me to name 82 people right now, I don't think I could.
No.
Celebrities, if they were included in that, I probably could. But with the people we know, I don't think so.
And also combined, I don't think.
Yeah, combined, yeah, I don't think we can. Also, if you're wondering why we've got sunglasses on, we are not hungover. Well, she might be.
I'm not. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I did drink last night, but yeah. I'm just tired.
It's because it's really bright in my room, and if I shut all the blinds, it's then pitch black, and, you know, for lighting purposes.
But it's actually quite blinding.
It is quite blinding. Like, right now, I could take them off, and it's quite fine now. No, but when the sun comes out, it's a bit like, whoa! You know, like when you're on a beach.
Or like when you're a vampire.
Yeah, I could be a vampire, I think. I have to sleep in, like, pitch black.
See, I don't. That's...
Yeah, I don't know. Basically, she has curtains, but they're, like, sheer. Like, you can see through them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how you sleep with that, because when I walk into your room in the morning, like, just to talk to you, I'm like, how have you slept like that? Like, how have you... woken up and been like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I just did.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, you see my room when it's like,
oh, it's you can't see anything.
It's because I have to, and even in the morning you can see stuff, but it's still dark. It's like evening, if it was like evening time in my room, but in the morning
it's still like really dark in the morning. When I've come into your room to speak to you in the morning.
Yeah, it's still quite dark.
It's like it's 12 o'clock at night.
I'm liking my little hermit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's my little cave of wonders.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, what's been going on with us recently? You've changed your room around, talking about rooms.
Yeah, I did. I needed a switch up.
The feng shui is now feng shui.
Yeah.
I love changing my room around.
Yeah, I was going to do it after I graduated, but that part of me was just like, no, I need it to happen now.
Yeah, it's a bit like, do you know when something's coming to an end, you feel like you need to rearrange some things? Like, my room is currently a tip. It might not seem like it from this angle, but if I turn that camera around, it's a bit, there's just clothes. I just have too many clothes. I have a bit
but
of
you don't have anything on the floor, which I think is, like,
no,
good.
No, no, it's just, I have a bit of a clothes obsession.
Yeah, you do.
And I love shopping. It's a form of therapy.
She's a shopaholic.
I am a shopaholic, because I just love it. I feel like it's so, like, pleasing for you to go out and buy new clothes and be like, oh, I feel good in this.
Oh, I do like buying clothes.
It is great, isn't it?
It's just, a money thing. I'd buy new clothes every week if I could, but
yeah. Well, the thing is, I've got to sell some stuff on Vinted. Do you know, I looked the other day, I have like 320 items on Vinted that are being sold. Yeah.
Have they, like, been sold?
No, they're being sold, as in they're, like, on the link for people to buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's quite bad. So if you need any clothes, please look at my Vinted, please. So yeah, you changed your room around.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very, I feel like it's more open.
Yeah, I agree.
Open, that more open planned.
Yeah.
The thing is, I would change my room around, but because I designed my room,
you designed it very specifically.
Yeah, I can't really move it around. Like, I can't put, like, my bed over there in the corner because it wouldn't work because of the way my room is shaped.
Yeah.
My room has a very weird shape. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's little coves everywhere and little, yeah, like... It will make sense if you see it. I'm obviously not going to show you, but if you've been to my house, then...
Yeah.
You know. Shall we have a look at the first topic of today? We've actually planned a bit... Yeah, Mum, I took your advice. I know you're watching this. Mummy Pamela...
Did she not like that we weren't... Didn't plan...
No. Mummy Pamela, I know you're watching this. Hi, Mum. She told me you need to write some topic points so you don't go off topic, because we do that a lot.
Yeah,
in our
we
normal
do.
Chats, we'll start off with something, we'll lead off, and then we'll kind of bring it back.
We never do.
Yeah, we never really bring it back. But it always has... It doesn't even have a finishing point, does it?
No.
So we've actually wrote some topics for today.
Yes.
Because... So, Mum, I did follow your advice. You've got to be proud of me. So we've talked about some topics today. Would you like to read the first topic out?
Yes, I'll read the first topic. Weirdest thing that's happened in a club, pub, etc. that you've seen.
Okay, so this is while I was still at drama school. But when we used to go out, I didn't really used to go out with the people in drama school yet, because I wasn't that good friends with them.
Was this when you did the foundation?
No, this was just at the start of the degree.
Oh, okay.
So it was before, like, I was, like, making friends, but I didn't really know people mm-hmm. like that yet. So I went out with my friends from...
Woof.
I know, it's a shocking story, lad. Okay, that's enough now. Thank you. Oh. I think he's done. So I went out with the people that I worked with over summer. Can you shut up? And we went into this club. I don't even know the name of it anymore, but I know where it is. It's near London Bridge. And we were dancing, having fun.
What did it look like?
It was underground. Underground. Oh. It was underground. You'd get in through a red door.
Oh, because I went out in London Bridge last night.
But yeah, no.
Not the same place.
I don't even think it... It might not be there anymore.
Oh.
But anyway, I forgot the name of it. It had a red door and you went underground and that was the club. And we were dancing, having fun. All of a sudden, this woman starts dancing, like, just in the centre of the club, near where we were. All of a sudden, she starts, like, squatting down. And I'm not talking about, like, a slut drop or, like, get low. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking about that. She starts squatting as if she's going to, like, piss herself.
Okay.
And so she's squatting. From her bag, she then pulls out a pregnancy test.
Why have you never told me this before?
Because I thought about it the other day at work when people were talking about their, like, club stories. And I only just thought back of it. And she squats down, she pulls this pregnancy test out of her bag, like, takes it from the wrapper,
mm-hmm.
squats down, and pees on the stick in the middle of the club.
That's insane.
And obviously people see this, they're all, like, backing up. So it kind of looks like, you know, like...
It's like a mosh pit.
Like a mosh pit, yeah. And it kind of looks
like... So everyone's like, woo!
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's like, woo! While this woman is squatting down, peeing on a stick... And we're all just looking at her, like, gobsmacked. People are laughing. People are taking videos. I'm sure there's a video of it online somewhere. People are taking videos. People were, like, cheering her on and stuff like that. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm not drunk enough for this. Anyway, she stops peeing. She gets back up. She's then waving this stick around in the air like a glow stick at a festival. And then, obviously, I'm guessing 2 minutes go by. Because then she checks the stick and she goes, it's positive, guys, I'm pregnant. And everyone starts cheering. That's my weirdest club story.
That is weird.
And everyone starts cheering and she's like, guys, I'm gonna have a baby. And I'm like, first of all, you found out you're pregnant at a club. Second of all, you're completely off your head. Like, you're so drunk that you've done that in the middle of a club. Because when I told you, she was out of her mind. Oh.
No. There was just some... I don't know.
Because she was out of her mind. Like... Yeah, it's just the cap.
Yeah.
Okay. She was completely drunk. And so, like, even if she was pregnant, you've, like...
That's actually...
You've kind of got against your statement. Be like, guys, yeah, I'm excited, I'm so pregnant. Yeah, but you're drunk right now. Then you've just found out you're pregnant.
That's so funny.
So that's my weirdest club story.
I can't think.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I'm trying to think.
What about, like, all the times you've, like, barked at people?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think if you've done some weird
things. And there was... It was my friends Lucy and Leah's birthday, like, a couple of months ago. And we're in the club. I was so drunk. We went to Blue's Kitchen in Shoreditch, and so there was live music, and I was just vibing by myself the whole time. And then we go outside, and there are these... This was, like, the club was closing. And then there were these guys, and I go up, and I'm like, do you give thanks to the chicken? Do you appreciate the chicken? No, but I said it like this. Do you give thanks to the chicken?
The thing is, I could just imagine you doing that. Like, I didn't even have to be there.
So, the guy that Katie was with was like, what? I'm not even answering that question. That's weird. That's a red flag. That's a red flag if you don't answer my checking question. Then the guy that Lucy was with, he was like, I mean, yeah, I had chicken and rice for my lunch today, so I guess I do give thanks for the chicken.
I just know drunk you's brain was like, what could I say? And then she's like, do you give thanks to the chicken?
Yeah.
You love chicken, don't you?
I do. It's brilliant.
Do you think you could eat chicken for, like, the only chicken for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Like, no other meat, just chicken. That's insane.
I mean, I love meat. Like, steak, bacon, sausages.
Yeah.
Pork. I'm not too keen on lamb. Beef. Mince. All of it. Love.
But chicken
holds a special place in my heart.
It's just chicken.
It's more than just chicken.
What's, like, the best chicken you've ever had? Because I remember when you got chicken strips outside of a club in Hackney and you started crying.
You weren't there, but yeah.
No, I was there.
Did I cry again?
Yes.
Oh, I don't...
I can't say the name of the club for obvious reasons, but... One at just outside of Hackney Station.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
But I cried with Kathleen in the chicken shop.
No, you cried with us. Me, oh. Alice.
Siobhan.
I don't think Jen was there.
Flo?
No.
Oh, then.
Who else were we with? We were with... Oh, it might have been Davy B and someone else. Do you not remember this night?
No.
Oh, I remember this night. And you were like, I'm hungry. And we passed a chicken shop while getting an Uber. And you went in and you got some chicken strips. And you started crying.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. But I cried with Kathleen in the same chicken shop. And then me and Kathleen have an inside joke about chicken. And, like, giving thanks to the chicken. This wasn't, like, weird. I mean, no, it is weird. But remember when Alice got spat on in the heaven queue?
Was I there?
No.
I was going to say, where am I in all these outings?
I go out a lot.
Oh, this must have been before I moved in. Maybe.
When When was it?
It was this, like, was a while ago.
No, this was like last summer. Let me see if I can remember.
Oh, I might have been on holiday.
No, because we were still in term time, I think.
Anyway, yeah, our roommate Alice got spat on in a heaven.
In the queue.
In the queue to heaven. Not actual heaven, like God's heaven. Heaven is a gay bar or gay club.
I think everyone knows what heaven is.
Well, okay, what about older people like your mum, my parents?
My mum knows what heaven is.
Oh, my parents definitely don't. My family definitely don't. And that's not a bad thing, guys.
Look at that. That's brilliant. Sorry, it was just a picture of three glasses of wine.
I've got a side topic to this. What is your drink of choice going out? Because mine changes.
At the moment, I'm a white wine girly.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, last night I was on Prosecco.
Prosecco Pong. What were the Kenties?
I'm from Kent. I went out with my friends. Oh, it was Orla's birthday. It was our 21st birthday. So we went out and we had Prosecco. It was such a fun night. But Prosecco is lethal.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, white wine at the moment.
Ooh.
I used to be a rosé girl.
I love rosé.
But now I'm more on the white wine.
No, kill yourself. No.
Or, like...
Yeah, but white wine is so dry.
It doesn't have to be.
I've never met
a white wine.
I've never met a white wine that isn't dry. Apart from one in New Zealand. I had one in New Zealand and I cannot remember the life... I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. But it was by a brand called Poppies. Oh, my God. New Zealand, your wine...
I think they are known for their
wine. Yeah, they are. But there's a brand called Poppies, and if you don't know, get to know. They don't ship anywhere else in the world, so you need to go to New Zealand to try it. And also, even in New Zealand, like, you can't go to a restaurant and just have a glass of Poppies. You need to go to, like, one of their factories or their vineyards and buy bottles. And I said, yeah, go slay Poppies.
So, since going to Cork...
Perth.
They have a drink called a vodka raspberry.
Okay.
It's like blackcurrant.
Ooh, okay.
And vodka.
Yeah. So why is it called vodka raspberry if it's vodka blackcurrant?
Because they...
Vodka currant.
I think... I don't know. I'm not Irish. It's Irish. And then, like, an Orangina and a vodka. Like, I had that a lot when I was there.
Mm.
Baby Guinness. I never used to have Baby Guinness. Like, I just never had Baby Guinnesses. And I, for some reason, recently have been having them a lot.
I love
them. They're lovely.
They're so nice.
Although, don't have a tequila shot after a Baby Guinness, because it curdles, doesn't it?
I could just imagine it curdling in your stomach.
Oh, it did.
The creep.
Yeah, that.
But they are lovely. Do you remember on my birthday where I ordered a round of Baby Guinnesses for everyone after we'd been drinking spritz, and I feel like that kind of tipped everyone a bit
over the edge
because we were all absolutely sloshed by the end of it.
Yeah.
I'd say my drink of choice. Okay, you're not gonna know this, but
I'm sorry.
We're not. if you go to New Zealand, sorry, I'm talking about New Zealand a lot. Anyway, I just loved it. If you go to New Zealand, and if you are the legal age of drinking, and you want a good time with your friends, go to a shop that sells Pals. They're called Pals, P-A-L-S, and it's not like a pale ale or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tinny.
Uh-huh.
And they do different types. And when I tell you, they're the best tasting tinnies I've ever had in my life, and they get you absolutely out of your mind. Because I had them at the wedding, and it was so nice.
Have you ever had a Four Loko?
No.
No.
No. No.
That's what bonded me and Lucy. We went to the corner shop and we got a Four Loko.
Right.
And we downed it before we went into the club.
In the club, we all fail.
And, like, that's really strong.
Yeah.
What's your favourite buzzball?
Oh, the... It's either the green one or the red one. I can never remember for the life of me. It's the tequila loco or something like that.
I think that's the...
Is it the green?
The green one.
The green one, yeah. It's either the green one or the red one. I really like... I hate the espresso martini one. I know you like that.
I don't mind. I prefer...
Or is it the choco one? Am I thinking of the choco one?
Oh, yeah. I do... But that is just pure Baileys.
Yeah. Oh, but I do love Baileys.
You do love Baileys. I like an espresso martini, but the espresso martini buzz ball is just like a bit much.
It's the same with the Pawn Star one. When I drink it, I'm a bit like, oh,
there's a chili mango one, which is too much for me.
What's the other one? The pina colada one. Oh, I love a pina colada as much as the next person, but that buzz ball, oh no. It tastes like water.
They do like a coconut one, which I've never had.
That's the pina colada one.
Oh.
That's what the one in the white shirt.
The white one.
That's what I want about. Aren't they releasing a new flavour? I saw on their Instagram, I think.
Let's have a look. I want to see.
I think they're releasing a new flavour. And also, have you seen the massive ones you can get now?
Yeah.
When I went to Costco with my mum, big up Pamela, they sold these, like, gigantic buzz balls, and I wanted one, but they were like £25.
£25?
Yeah. For I'm talking about one of the big ones with the screw cap, yeah.
But, yeah, so. Cran Blaster.
I've never heard of that. I've never seen that one.
Me neither. A peach balls.
Oh, peach balls.
I want to try that. Or the berry cherry...
That's the big one they had in Costco.
Berry cherry limeade. I want to try that one.
Anyone watching, if you've seen the peach one somewhere, please message us on Instagram at 2peasnopod, because I want to try this. We should try it on camera.
Yeah, do a taste test.
Do a taste test.
I want a buzz ball now.
Yeah, well, we are actually partying tonight, aren't we? For Elice's birthday.
Yeah.
It's just turning 22. Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
22? You're getting old now, girl. No, I'm joking. Big ripe age, that.
Big age.
Big, at your big age. 22. So, happy birthday, Elice. You're probably not watching this, but we've got to see you in...
Did she watch the last one?
I don't think so. I know Jen did.
Bro.
Thanks, Queen. And I know someone from my work watched it as well, and I was like, oh, that seems like worlds colliding. Do you know what I mean? When, like, two separate
like
parts of my life...
Yeah, like, Ola and Fran watched it, and I was like, that's crazy.
It is.
Appreciate you guys watching it, but that's crazy.
Are you logged in on our YouTube account or no? Because I want to see... I swear it's, like, 82 people have watched it now. Like I said, I don't even know 82 people.
Yeah, the new one is the berry cherry lime. Sorry, I went back to buzz balls.
Back to buzz balls. Yeah. If you haven't tried a buzz ball, I recommend you try. They are really, really strong, and they do get you out of your mind.
A cookie nookie?
What? A cookie buzz ball?
There's one called a cookie nookie.
Nah, man. Nah, man. Nah.
Eggnog buzz ball. They do, like, specific holiday ones.
Oh, that's so
cute. Eggnog, forbidden apple, cran blaster, cookie nookie.
Not a cookie nookie, darling.
Oh my gosh. Watermelon.
Oh, that would be so nice in the summer. I'll make a little cocktail.
Yeah,
oh,
so let's stop talking about us.
Should we make a cocktail tonight? In your little...
In my little
B&M jug thing.
Yeah.
I saw them in B&M yesterday. Anyway, sorry, we're going off topic. Do you see what we mean now?
Yeah.
But next topic.
Dead, alive, dinner party.
Dinner party.
Dead or alive. Like, who would you invite? Dead or alive?
Well, I did this question purely for you because I think I know who you're going to say.
How many people am I allowed?
Let's go three for now.
Three.
Not including you.
Not including me.
So you've got three people, dead or alive, who you invite into your dinner party.
Now this does... There's one person that's always...
Freddie Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always invited to the dinner party. But it changes up.
Would you invite, like... Would they all be dead? Or would you, like, mix it up? Like...
I kind of want to invite Princess Diana.
Okay. That'd be interesting. What, with Freddie Mercury?
Well, they're friends.
Are they?
Yeah.
I wanted to know
they,
that.
Freddie Mercury dressed Princess Diana up in drag.
Love that.
And took her to the club.
In the club. I love that.
So,
invite them.
Yeah, I'm feeling Princess Diana right now. And who would my third person be?
Dead or alive, it's up to you.
I know. Like, let's pick a fame. Like, I.
Would you want a famous person alive for this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Liza right? Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza. Liza. That's an inside joke.
The say Liza Minnelli just reminds me of New Girl when Jess is like, Liza Minnelli.
No, I did an impression of Liza Minnelli in my accent class. And the thing was, like, it's not wasn't an impression, you just had to like find out what their voice was like.
Right.
And I was like, I took that as do an impression. Do an impression of Liza Minnelli.
One of the performers that I work with who plays Belle Livingston, she posted this thing on Instagram and it's absolutely hilarious of her doing an impression of Liza Minnelli. I think I sent it into the group chat.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was so funny. She was actually really good at it. I'll show you after, but it was really
funny.
No, wait,
I know exactly who you mean. Yeah, I did watch that video.
Yeah, it's so funny. It was so good. I honestly don't know who I'd invite. I have no clue.
So I have Freddie Mercury, Princess Diana and Liza Minnelli. That's very telling of me.
That's like that. Liza Minnelli. Who would I want to invite? I honestly have no clue.
Would you like to invite someone you like you already know? Or do you want specifically people you've never met but admire?
I think people I'd never met, because I think it... I would like, if I was to pick, I'd want people from different walks of life who I've never combined before and put them all in a room and go from there.
What about, like...
I don't know why I feel like Bear Grylls would be one of them.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Holly invites Bear Grylls to a dinner party.
No, but, like, just as one of them, like... I can't say I don't know anything about that man. Like, what did he do? He peed in a... What did he do? Oh, he drank his own beers. Yeah. Like...
That's what you know about him.
Yeah, that's all I know. I honestly don't know who I'd invite. That was more of a question for you.
What about Ray?
Ray... Oh, actually, I'd invite Renee Rapp.
Oh, yeah?
She would bring the vibe and the booze and the boobs, all of it. I'd definitely invite Renee Rapp.
Renee Rapp, Bear Grylls. Are you sticking with Bear Grylls?
I'm sticking with Bear Grylls.
Renee Rapp, Bear Grylls, and maybe someone dead?
Yeah, who's dead? Oh, I'll tell you what. The captain from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I don't know his actual name.
Oh.
Because that's, like, so random.
That's so...
That I just think it would be real.
Actually insane.
Because you've got a singer, you've got an adventure guy who drank his piss, and you've got an actor who's dead.
Yeah.
And I just think... Yeah. And with me there, I think it would be...
That's actually crazy.
Because why not? Or maybe, like, my friend Zach should come. Zac Efron.
Oh.
You know.
Who is Zac?
Who is Zac? Yeah. Maybe him.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really know. That was more of a question for you.
Oh. Well, it changes up. Freddie Mercury's always there, but the other two change up. I'm just in
a Diana.
It's because I keep on seeing these Princess Diana TikToks of Princess Diana if she was Jamaican.
Oh, TikTok. What was you going to tell me? You had something about TikTok.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No. These were the TikTok things.
Oh, Chris Hughes, yeah. Right.
Right. Right.
How has the gay pop icon lesbian JoJo Siwa...
Yeah.
..got together... with Chris Hughes...
I need to look at the pictures.
...from Love Island. What on earth is going on in the House of Commons? Who did this? It's actually so bizarre to me. And do you know what? We were talking about on the last pod about how they're such good friends and how people are overlooking it. Well, people were right. They do like each other like that. I mean, they're in love, apparently.
I actually... like, oh my goodness.
And also, like, she came out... when did she come out? Like, 2 years ago?
No, it was longer than that.
Really? Like, she came out as a lesbian.
Yeah, let me Google it.
And now she's like, nah, fuck that life.
When did JoJo Siwa...
and now she's got with Chris Hughes. And also, their age gap is
2021. January.
So 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She came out as lesbian, and now she's with Chris Hughes from Love Island. What?
And she
do you want
did...
me to rap a bit to lift the mood?
Like,
Kyra's a bitch.
She was like...
are you alright?
Yeah, I just have, like, multicoloured pen on my hand.
Okay.
Okay. And Karma came out last year.
Yeah.
And that was the song of the summer.
I know. Well, for you, yeah.
And that was her, like, about, it was all about yeah. girls.
Well, all of her, like, all of her new songs are still about girls.
Yeah, but...
apart from the Chris Hughes' eyes. That TikTok is mad. Like, have you seen the one where he's actually watching the show and people have videoed his face when she sings Chris Hughes' eyes?
No.
Have you not seen that TikTok? Bring it up right now. If I can, I'm going to insert the TikTok.
Wait, I don't follow JoJo Siwa. Let's follow.
If I can put this on this video, I'm going to insert the video now so you can see what I'm talking about.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, if you're showing the video.
Yep, 3, 2, 1, video. Okay, so hopefully I've been able to put the video in... I've been able to put this TikTok into the video and you've just seen what we've seen. Isn't it insane?
Someone said, it's like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce from Sheen.
Okay, also, can we talk about their age gap?
How old is he?
Right, JoJo Siwa's 20...
JoJo is, like, freshly 21. He's in his 30s. Why does no one yeah. think this is weird? I actually... at this point, I'm like, I don't actually care about the age gap because I find this is... if they were the same age, this is still weird to me.
It's still so weird. I mean, if you think about it, if JoJo Siwa was freshly 21, 10 years ago, she was selling bows in Walmart and Chris Hughes was... what? How long ago was Love Island?
He was in Love Island in 2017. And she was going, I'ma come back like a boomerang.
What on earth is going on in the House of Commons? What is happening?
I really hope this is a PR stunt.
Yeah, same.
But, no, that's what someone commented.
Yeah, I hope this is a PR stunt. Olivia Atwood is shaking in her grave right now.
She's not dead. She's doing better than Chris.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I don't
the
get
JoJo
it.
The JoJo and Chris fan page is actually scary behaviour. People have no morals or standards anymore. Lamal.
What is happening? But yeah, I think if you support this...
Comment
on this video if you support that relationship. I'm also inserting this video.
Hi.
God, I look good today. Oh my God, I look good today.
Right, Selena. Oh
my God. That's me. Actually, I actually can't.
So, That's the video we've just watched. What is happening? Honestly, go on TikTok and just search up Chris Hughes and JoJo Siwa. It will be the first thing that comes up. It's insane.
I actually, like, this is, like, crazy.
It is insane. Okay, we have 5 minutes left of this lovely, wonderful podcast. I have one more thing to talk
about.
What
do you want to talk about?
I don't know if I'm just on the wrong side of TikTok, but
no.
I keep seeing these patches. They're called kind patches. They're the Bourbadine patches that you...
See, I've never heard of this.
Right, that you stick onto your skin and apparently it suppresses your appetite.
So it's like Ozempic.
Yeah, so it's like Mounjaro or Ozempic, which people keep taking now to lose weight. But instead of it, like, being harmful to you and having all the side effects, it's a patch you put on your skin to stop you from eating. And this has been all over my For You page. And I'm like, why are you sending this message?
To me.
Yeah, to me. I mean, I know why they're sending it to me. A girl can eat, but...
I've never seen that.
No, but I think the premise, yeah, good idea for people trying to lose weight. Yeah, 100% get it. But it's the people who are promoting it that are worse, because it's all these skinny people, all of these influencers that are promoting this patch to lose weight, even though they've never gone through a weight loss journey in their life. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a bit like, is it like irony? Is that...
Yeah.
It's just a bit ironic.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing it and I'm like, why are we promoting this? Like, I get... There was this one woman on TikTok that I saw who was on Mounjaro.
Yeah.
And she stopped because of all the side effects she got. And she found these patches and apparently they work for her. Fair enough. You've got a story to tell. I can see why you're promoting it. But it's all of these influencers that keep doing it. And I'm like... Why are you promoting something, one, that you're never going to use, because look at how you look, two, that you've probably never used a day in your life, so how can you speak on it?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like for people who are trying to lose weight, they're not going to look at you and go, well, it worked for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So I just have a big qualm with it.
Yeah, that's big qualm. Weird. I've not seen that. I mean...
I'll show you the TikToks. I'll send them to you.
My For You page is, like...
Your For You page is so weird.
Let's see. Let's do a quick... What was the first 5 videos? Let's refresh.
I'm going to have to put these all in there. Okay. Middle-class mum at a festival. Bring back house parties. And something about a pub?
I don't even know.
For next week's episode, we will be talking about feminism.
Will we?
And body blue.
Oh.
Because I have a lot of...
Why don't we... When is she doing her petting zoo?
No, it's cancelled now. Her petting zoo has been cancelled.
Oh. Then that was a PR stunt.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that next episode. Feel free to draw around that on your notes so we know.
Yeah.
Feel free to tune in. Again, for the last time, any final last words? Questions, queries, updates.
Questions, queries, qualms.
If you want, DM us on Instagram or leave a comment.
Or just come and tell us in person.
Yeah. Well, some people might not know us.
Yeah. If you know us.
If you know us, come tell us in person. If you want us to talk about anything in particular or you have any questions or anything like that. Or if you don't know us, comment on this video, DM us on Instagram at 2peasnopod, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions, queries.
Yeah.
And also, sorry this has taken so long to get to the next episode. I've been what?
Busy.
So have you. You go to uni from 9 to 5 every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about I've been busy.
Shut it. Yeah, but you've not been in the country.
We filmed... the last episode after I came back.
Oh.
You idiot. It's been like, I think it's been about 2 and a bit weeks since our last episode.
Oh, yes.
You see what I mean?
Oh, no, the time. Sorry.
The turntables have turned.
No, I got my timeline wrong because we went on a night out. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
And I haven't got anything else to add, have you?
No.
Right, well.
Good night, my brethrens.
Good night, my brethrens, and
see you next time.
See you next time. Peace.